The people and services of Dungis Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. It's a good day in Oklahoma.
It's a beautiful day. It's April in Oklahoma. You know, people that listen to the show regularly know April's a big month for us at Dungis Ford, particularly.
That would be anniversary month.
It is anniversary month. And this year we're celebrating our 75th year. And it's been really great so far. We've just been reminiscing and talking to people and looking at old pictures and stuff. And have some special stuff planned for later in the month. And want to let everyone know that on it's actually on Thursday, May 5th, I'll have my father and Uncle Bob and Buddy and Uncle Joe will be out here for the radio show. Hopefully they'll all make it. And then after that, we're going to go back to the dealership. We'll have some Ford representatives. We're going to invite other friends and anyone out there that's interested could come and celebrate with us about 11 o'clock that morning. We'll have a little ceremony for to celebrate the 75th year and just a short thing and invite a lot of the people that have been involved all these years, whether it's through the baseball team or the other things we do in the community or employees and their families, customers. I want to invite everybody out to enjoy that.
Boy, just if you look at the baseball team, that's a lot of people.
Well, that's one of the things that's so neat to think about. Over 75 years, every summer, all those young men and the time they spent
and the
getting ready and the volunteers,
and
the families, driving them around, getting them to the practices particularly. I mean, I'm into this with my kids. I can't figure out which way's up anymore. And, you know, but I know how much time that takes. And it's not just during the summer, of course, because if you're on the engines, as we called them back then, you have to play baseball not just during the summer. You got to play ball pretty much all year and for many years. And it's, so it's a big deal. And you think of all the people involved in that, all the people that went to the games. I was talking to Tug Bond the other day about the last championship we won. And, you know, and he was involved in that.
Right.
And I think, you know, just great memories and great times. And it's one of those things that we get a chance to think about every year. And, you know, another thing that's neat that it was special is all the old stuff we have. And I go through that. Really, this time of year, people start asking questions and wanting to publish stuff. And so I dig out old pictures and things. And it's so fun for me and my father and uncles to and brother Bruce gets involved in that. Everybody just loves going through that. And I find new things every year. It's really neat. Hopefully, I'd like to kind of bring some of that out during the ceremony and show that to people. I thought this morning, well, how can I bring it to the radio show? But none of it really is good radio stuff. I did find one little thing that this is the, it's a salesman handy book.
Okay.
And it says how to sell the 1934 Chevrolet. Carry this little book with you. It has all the answers. And some great little advice in this. You know, a few don'ts. Don't race with a Ford V8. Don't mention service. We can't afford it. Don't let anyone clock the speedometer. Keep profit foremost in your mind. Talk. No draft. Knees. And spend the rest of your time throwing mud.
All right.
Anyway, it's hilarious. It goes on into how to the benefits of the Ford over the Chevrolet, basically, at this point. And there's I found it with the letter back from a publication at the time where my grandfather had sent a copy of this. I don't know really where it comes from, but sent a copy of it to this publication, and they'd send a letter back saying it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen like this. And, you know, so you got all kinds of this crazy stuff. But
Well, it is, and you know, Ford versus Chevy, and I realize how many other Ford labels of vehicles have been out there over the years. But the Ford versus Chevy compares to, I don't care, OU, OSU here, or Cubs and Cardinals, the rivalries
it's deep and goes back many, many years, over a century, obviously, for both companies, and really, is a respectful competition, I suppose.
I think I
would say.
I know
people
other,
have a lot of loyalty to each brand. I mean, a lot of times people say, "Oh, I'm a Chevy guy" or "I'm a Ford guy," and a lot of times it may not mix very well. But that's I guess each clan understands that about the other, and anyway, there is a lot of respect there. So I don't mean to disparage them through my my little brochure here.
It's a piece of history from the auto sales archives, and regardless of the brand that people are loyal to, you have to say. It's history, you know.
Well, you know, you think about it. 1934. This is a long time ago. And right next to this, there's a bunch of old pictures of my grandfather and old Ford cars and people. And you know, it's the middle of the Depression. It's an amazing time to be selling cars in Oklahoma. I mean, you think we didn't even really have roads then.
Yeah.
I mean, we did.
For all practical purposes, yeah.
I mean, I found a letter, or I don't know what it is. It's some kind of notes he's writing about roads and cars and the importance of the automobile, that the roads were built for the cars, that the cars were not built for the roads. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this was a really important thing to him, apparently, at that time, philosophically. And, and all this I find in this scrapbook that's all about Henry Ford. He was just, it was his hero. I mean, he's a young man at this point, in his 20s. Mm-hmm. And his hero is Henry Ford. And he was so proud to be a Ford dealer. When he got to Bartlesville in April 1941, that was about 12 years after they'd gotten started. So at that point, he's in his 30s. He's got a young family. My father was born a couple years earlier, and Bob was born just a few months before they bought the dealership here. And then the family moved a few months later, and the rest is history, as they say. But anyway, it's our history. It's our story, and it's the one chance we get every year to kind of tell it.
Well, and of course, service has been along with that. And I know my mom tells stories about the fact that, when you bought a Model T, there was a wrench, I think, that was installed under the driver's seat that mm-hmm. basically every nut and bolt on the vehicle,
you
was
had
that
to
same
tighten
size.
It down yeah. every regularly. Yes.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things like that. I mean, and of course we've got old service manuals and all kinds of stuff that would show you how to work on the car too.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's super cool.
It is. And the future continues.
And the same themes, really, when you think about it. That same old wrench or whatever, service, 995 oil changes, taking care of people. It's all about the people and a machine, I guess, and the road and how we get from here to there. I mean,
I think a couple of weeks ago you were talking about some of your people and some of the new responsibilities that they're taking over. So it is featuring your people.
That is so much what it really is. Is all about all these years, and that's what I try to do this month more than really celebrate and focus completely on us and this story. I mean, because all this happened because of the people, and the truth is that's how they got started. My grandfather working in the dealership in the early 20s when he was in high school and getting the bug and feeling like that was what he wanted to do, and mm-hmm. Those kind of things make opportunities, and obviously he took it and ran with it the best he could. But that's what our business is about, is enabling people to have those opportunities. And so often it's the best part of what we do is working with people. There's about 70 of us, and it's always exciting, of course, mm-hmm. with that many people and with that many transactions. But the truth is, they're great people, and we have a team of people that really care, and I hear that from customers all the time about mm-hmm. how they really care, and our people are really about people, and that's what we look for in everybody. And I know that goes back to the beginning, when whether you're with my grandfather and his, how he looked at people, and what he wanted was people who really cared about people and would give people their shirt off their back if they needed it. And that's how he looked at it and wanted people to act.
And giving them something of value.
Jerry's
in this morning too. I know we spoke earlier this week about the country showdown.
Yes.
The Dungeness K-Rig Country Showdown, naming sponsor for the event
this
year.
We are really proud to be a part of this again. It's such a, it's such a neat event last year. And, I think it's only going to get bigger. And the truth is, it's another one of these things like we like to focus on. I was so neat at the one that we had at the dealership to see all the kids out there singing, all the talented people from around here. And it's it's a really a neat thing. And I'm going to introduce Jerry here, who's with the station and helps us promote this. Jerry, go ahead and tell us about what we got planned this year with the Dungeness K-Ring Country Showdown.
That's right. You know, we are really excited. You guys were our presenting sponsor last year, and we're so excited for you to come on and do that naming rights. We're going to kind of co-head this together. Jason and I have been working on different graphics and designs and putting things together for the last month. Our sales team has really been working on it. We're going to start out with our preliminaries out at the Washington Park Mall on Saturday, May 21st. It'll be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We suggest that if you want to get that scheduled time, that you have all of your applications into the radio station. They have to come here by May 18th. And that'll get you on this schedule. You'll get that specific time that you're going to be singing that day. However, if you don't get in by that day, you can still come out and sign up. We're going to have open casting from 3 to 5 on Saturday. So if you've been kind of putting it off, we had people last year who's been saying, you know, I sat here all day long and I was thinking, do I really want to do this? Can I do this? Do I have the nerve? And they finally got up there and they sang and they went on. So I really encourage you, come out, showcase your talent. You know, we're so excited to be able to do this with Dungeness. They have such a heritage here in Bartlesville. If you've ever met Dory and Kevin, radio is their passion. You go in their office, they got radios everywhere. So putting us two together just really makes sense. You know, we just really want to focus on what Bartlesville, the surrounding areas, have to offer and showcase with these talents.
Well, it's a chance to be named the best new act in country music. So that doesn't come around all the time. And this is a talent search that where stars like Garth Brooks and Billy Ray Cyrus and Leanne Rimes and Sarah Evans got their start.
That's right, Brad. You know, and it doesn't stop after our local competition. They go on to state, then regionals, and then they go on to nationals where they have a chance at $100,000 and be on television.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's more than just a local talent show, you know. So they actually get to showcase all the way up to a national level, which is huge for artists who are trying to make it these days.
Well, and the talent that we had last year was outstanding. The people that made it out of the first round were all exceptional.
That's right. It blows my mind. Mm-hmm. And Country Showdown is such a huge thing. This is actually their 35th year.
Wow.
So they're also celebrating some heritage that they have with this and some legendary things that they have going on. We're really excited to be able to partner with them again this year. If you're looking to get an application, you can get an application here at the radio station. Dungeness Family of Autos has them, I believe, at both locations. Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey. They were formerly a Hava Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Osage Outfitters, Pahuska Chamber of Commerce, Washington Park Mall, Whiskey Bent. Also, you can go on either DungeessFordOnline.com, DungeessToyota.com, or BartlesvilleRadio.com. And there's a little link on there. It'll take you to the website, and you can download the application, print it off, bring it right in here to the radio station.
Do you have any idea how many people registered last year? I mean, how much was the total?
It was 35 last year.
35. And I hope it grows this year.
We have already had so many inquiries. And then February 1st hit, and people were like, when are you going to start giving out applications?
Okay,
and I'm like, 1st of April, we're going to be, the first week of April, we'll be going. And so we already are really excited about that. You know, we have somebody new coming on with us this year. We do our finale out at the Cavalcade Street Dance. So from prelims, we'll take those 15 top finalists, separate them into three different locations. And the semifinal locations are the Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub, Dungeness Family of Autos, and Whiskey Bent. Then they'll go on to our finale out at the Cavalcade Street Dance, sponsored by Pahuska Chamber of Commerce. And Osage Outfitters and Ariat came on with us this year, and they're going to be a clothing sponsor for those three finalists.
Oh.
Those three finalists are going to get their clothing sponsored by Osage Outfitters and Ariat.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and we have some great prizes that are going to be coming on this year. So, like you said, it's really growing.
It's not just about the big ultimate prize. It's about, you know, winning here and getting a chance to go through the competition. That's
exactly.
Great.
I mean, the prizes are great from here on, but we have control of the local things, and so we have some great things planned for this year. So
are there any other rules or anything? I mean, how does it work when somebody shows up? Do they need to bring musicians with them, or their music, or what what's the usual routine if there's somebody's thinking, well, what am I love to sing in the shower, or I've been doing it, I've been training with my coach or whatever. I mean, I know there are lots
Can either bring a track. It can't have any words on it, so okay. I mean, you can have this backup vocalist on there, but you can't have like somebody actual singing and you just singing along with it.
Background music,
background music's okay. If you want to bring your own band with you, that's fine. And if you want to bring a guitar and just sit up there and sing, that's perfectly fine too. If you just want to sing acapella, just go right for it. We're taking all acts. All acts are welcome. So our duos, solos, bands. We do not provide a band at local level. So if you want one, you'll have to bring it with you.
Okay.
But a lot of people asked me last year, country music, what kind of country can I sing? Well, there's so many subgenres of country.
It's kind of a broad subject matter.
It really is, especially these days. I mean, we have people who can sing pop country. We have that outlaw country still. Mm-hmm. We even have rapping country. Mm-hmm. So whatever kind of country music you have to offer, we want to be able to hear it.
Yep. No, I wouldn't judge that. Let the judges do that.
Exactly. We have wonderful judges, too. We have some great ones that are signed up with us again this year. They go off of a system that is set by the national level. And, you know, I've looked back at those sheets last year, and they were all pretty consistent with each other. Hmm. And so those uniform judging systems really do help them out a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, if you want to do an original song, you have to bring a copyrighted version of it. So make sure you have it copyrighted and with you. In the packets, there's a form also in there that is a copyright form. You'll have to bring that with your copyrighted version. Because if you have a copyrighted version, then you can get the chance at getting 3 extra points from our judges for your song. So those are 3 additional points to the 50 points you can already earn.
That's a little extra knowledge there for those that listen on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it really does make a difference. Yeah. I mean, 3 extra points can put you just right above somebody else. Mm-hmm. So the Country Showdown really tries to focus on those people who want to showcase their original music. And so they put that in there to offer an incentive for those people who are also writing their own music. So it's a nice little incentive to have, but you have to have a copyrighted version of it. So.
And once again, so they need to get their application in or their entry by Wednesday, May 18th?
Yes. They have to have it in here Wednesday, May 18th in order to get on the schedule. Now, with every application form, they also have to turn in a $20 entry fee.
Okay.
And this $20 entry fee is sent into our national levels. It's not something we keep. It's what they ask from us. It's all they ask. And so we're like, okay, we can do that. So make sure you come here, bring your application and your $20 entry fee. If you have any questions, you can feel free to give us a call here at the radio station. If you're looking for advertising opportunities, you want to sponsor, you can always call here. You can ask for either Jerry or Tammy. The number is 918-336-1001. So.
Great. And then the preliminaries start on May 21st, too. And I guess they're 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Washington Park Mall.
Yeah, and it's a really fun day, and we'll introduce all of our finalists about 4:30. So if you're singing at 10, you can either stick around and listen to the competition during the day, come back at 4:30, and we'll be announcing that all throughout the day as well. But we usually announce there at 4:30 towards the end of the show who the 15 are going to be.
Awesome. Well, we're real excited to help with this again this year, and it wraps up. When is the finale?
Finale is going to be July 19th.
All right, so it lasts almost a couple months there.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. It's a long process. We do our prelims towards the end of the month, right before Memorial Day weekend. So the weekend before, we'll do our prelims. We'll get those 15 finalists, and then the month of June, we'll do our semifinals, and there's a week in there. We kind of give a break for people to go on vacations, go enjoy OK Mozart, all that stuff. And then the second week of July, we're going into our Cavalcade Street Dance. So,
excellent.
Yeah, we're really excited. So, and we're so glad to have Dungeons on with us this year again. So,
well, it's a great event, and we're glad to be sponsors.
Yeah, so look out for our posters.
The posters will be around. You can see them around town. I'm sure there'll be information at Dungeness. So.
Yep, that's right. You can, and if you need more information, you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, DungeessToyota.com, or DungeessFordOnline.com.
Okay. Stop by, pick up some registration materials at the dealership, and take a test drive of a brand-new 2016 or incoming 17s when they get here.
There's probably a few on the ground right now.
I bet there are.
You know, we've got inventories turning over. It's we're starting to get into that time where we'll start to see some 17s. We've got great deals. There's only a couple of 2015s left right mm-hmm. now. So if you want a really great deal, that's one idea. Another one we've got this month, we're going to really, on the Toyota side, we're going to feature Camry, which has been one of our best sellers for a long time. People
oh, yeah.
know that. It's the best-selling car in its segment forever. But Toyota, you know, right now we've got huge incentives on these and great lease opportunities. So what we're going to do is have a sale on Camrys where you can get $2,700 or more off any Camry we have on the lot. That includes the Toyota rebates, and it gets us down to everyone's discounted to the maximum amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could also lease that for $179 a month.
Wow.
On a 24-month lease. That would have just about $2,000 in out-of-pocket expense to get into it. You, as usual with Dungeness, there's no hidden fees. We've got everything out front. We do have an $89.95 documentation fee that just covers the title work and everything we do that goes on behind the scenes to mm-hmm. set up a car deal and get everything processed. Right, there's some fees and administrative costs involved in that today that are covered by that. But we don't have, you know, in a lot of the big cities, you got much larger charges,
right.
Other packages and things they preload onto cars, so we don't play those games. We're going to be straight up with you on the price, show you a discount, get you the best payment, whatever you're after. If you really are just...
If you want the stain-resistant treatment on the interior, which I would recommend, but that's an extra, that's an add-on. You
that's
can talk
right,
about.
We sell that, yeah. We talk about that afterwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, however you want to approach this, and that's one thing that's maybe different about Dungeness is we're going to do it your way. We, you know, whether if you just want to sell us your car, you know, we'll buy it. And if you want to talk then about buying a car from us, that's fine. Or, you know, however you want to approach this, you want to start with our with what did we pay for the car. I mean, I'll be happy to show you that, and we
yeah.
can go from there. You know, whatever your question is, what did I pay for it, what is it worth? You know, what did the last guy pay for it? You know, if I don't have
yeah.
to tell him who it is, you know, I suppose I could do that too.
Sure.
It's
And I know AAA came out with a study, CBS was talking about at top of the hour, that just the cost of car ownership is the lowest it's been in 6 years, primarily due to gas prices, but that's not the only thing that's on there, you know.
Yeah, no, and it's really amazing how, with economy, a fuel economy, and the technology in vehicles extending that, and then the quality of vehicles and how much longer they're lasting, and the systems inside the vehicles, if you think about them, that too are lasting longer as far as their maintenance requirements and things. You don't have to go and change your transmission fluid anymore very often.
Yeah.
These things are it's not like spark plugs are replaced like they were. I mean, all that stuff that we used to have to do more regularly, we seem like we do less. The big things we do all the time now are oil changes,
mm-hmm.
tires, brakes, all those things that are really associated with wear and tear on the vehicle. That's why we focus on the 995 oil change, on the Tires for Life program, on those things that are going to affect you and your ownership costs. So I mean, my proposition is, well, yes, it's the lowest cost of ownership of automobiles across the board, but
mm-hmm.
it's even lower at Dungeness because of the 995 oil change.
It is, and you know, I see people advertising a oil change price, and you know, for much of the rest of the world, it probably is a very good price. But
yeah.
you know, compared to yours, they're high.
They are. There's no, and you know, I had a visitor in yesterday who was helping us with some tool that we use to help communicate with our service customers, because we're busy and the tools are important in that. Mm-hmm. It allows us to communicate with you via text, so we can send you updates on your vehicle and let you know, where, if it's ready and how mm-hmm. much it's going to be, stuff like that. Send you pictures of the vehicle, maybe a repair is necessary. We're going to send you a picture of that part. We can mm-hmm. do that through that. Anyway, he was in town. He was complimenting me on the people, and just mentioned how he could tell it was more than just a 1995 oil change, that it was about the way people were treated and were, the experience they had at the dealership. And that was really encouraging to hear from somebody who'd never been there before.
Yeah, I not only third party, but third party out of town.
Third party out of town, in dealerships all the time, training people to do those jobs. And, it was really encouraging. And I know our people were like that, but it's good to hear that from someone you just met.
Yeah, and kind of puts every one of your customers almost on the class of the way you treat your Lincoln customers.
Yeah. Well, that's a tough one. We want to treat everybody well, but we know we got to deliver for the Lincoln people, and so we do some extra stuff. We give them access to the Lincoln concierge, so to speak, mm-hmm. to Bruce Dungis, who's my brother, and he will be your single point of contact for anything you need in the dealership Lincoln. Of course, you've got everybody else there at the dealership to help you if you need them. But say you need to set up an appointment for an oil change, Bruce can do that. He can kind of go get your vehicle picked up, get it back to you. He will get you a loaner in the meantime. He can arrange for a question. He can help you change your clock time if you haven't done that since daylight savings time turned around. Some yep. people I know are still struggling with that.
Those are mostly easier than they used to be. But
but in fact, of course, we'll help you with that whether you have a Lincoln or not.
Sure, that's the nice thing about it. You mentioned need an appointment for an oil change, and I know you've gone to...
Well, you don't need them, but you can make them if you want.
I'm going to ask, now that you've been doing both options for a while with people and publicizing both options, mm-hmm. Do you see a trend? Are people coming in still on the quick lane style, no appointment drive-in, or...
The appointments really are more Toyota-oriented, to uh-huh. be honest. It seems that the Toyota customers are much more interested in them. They almost demand them. We're setting more and more appointments in our Toyota system. It also allows us to get your vehicle quicker, to plan for the business, which mm-hmm. allows us to turn it around a lot quicker. We're really fast anyway, and I know, and we work on those processes all the time. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, if five people show up at the same time, you can't just...
Only one of them can be first.
You got multiple teams working on multiple vehicles in different bays, but still you can only move one of them out of the lane at a time. And, mm-hmm. So there's a process involved that if five people show up at a time, three times in a row, and there's 15, now it may slow down, and appointments can allow us to move some of that around and be more productive. So it is working really well. We're trying to set them on both sides, for Ford and Toyota. They're doing great, and more and more people are accessing them. We're working the text system will help with that too, because it will allow us to confirm and communicate with you that way. Mm-hmm. We don't have to call or email and not have a chance of missing you. It's sure. just a convenient way for us to communicate.
It is a convenient way, and more people respond to text because they see it as an important communication.
They do, and it's, we don't want to intrude on you, but at the same time, if you're at work and we're having to call you and tell you your vehicle's ready, we know the likelihood of you answering the phone isn't great, and if you call us, you may have the same problem. Mm-hmm. So if we can text you, you can respond in your time when it's convenient to you, and likewise, it can be great for customer service, really.
Yeah.
Customer experience.
I know you're still in the rebranding process for what we know as Price Road Auto.
Yeah, it slowed down a little bit, but we are going to work on that. Everything is just so busy, but that's going to become Dungis Wholesale. We're going to focus on our vehicles that don't qualify for Q certification, which is our in-house certification program, where every vehicle under 100,000 miles and less than 10 years old comes with a 2-year 100,000 mile warranty. And then we, of course, have the Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota certification programs we participate in also. But those vehicles that don't quite fit that, they're still great vehicles today. today. Some of them may just be over 10 years old or have more than 100,000 miles. We're going to put down there if they pass our basic safety inspection, if they're good enough for us to drive in, you know, we'll pass them on to our customers, and I think it's going to be great. We're already selling those vehicles, so if you're looking for them, we've got a number of them. Some of them might be down at that location at Price Road Auto, or they'll be up at the Dungeness lot. A lot of times they don't last very long, so you want to be watching online. Yeah. It's really the best way to do it and see as vehicles come on every day. That's a great way to be looking for vehicles.
Well, again, online is a great way to check out what's going on at the dealership anyway. I know there are times that you'll find exactly the right car, used car or new car, that just arrived on the lot, and there it is, number one on the list, because it's just the newest
one
there.
You can see the used cars as they come into inventory, which you get the very first shot at it. You can get the service coupon. So mm-hmm. we do special coupons online, and you can actually, the tech system also, there's a way in there to click on that and it will send you the coupon to your phone, so you've got it there. You don't have to print it out anymore.
Wow.
You just come in and show us the coupon on your phone. There it is.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. $9.95 oil change and more at Dungeness Family of Autos, and the service drive is open till what
time?
We're
going to be open till 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Now, service will open till 6. Sales will stay open till 7 or 8 o'clock probably, and we'll be open again tomorrow and service at 6 o'clock.
Sound like a great deal. Brad, thank you so much
for coming in.
And again, thanks for being the name sponsor for the K-Rig Dungeness Country Showdown.
Well, thank you for everything you guys do, Charlie.
And we've got news on the way coming up in just a little bit. And again, whether you want your oil change by appointment or just drive in when it's most convenient to you, do it at Dungeness Family of Autos. News on the way next from CBS.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing. We're serving you as their